Luke chapter 18. God is here today. Kayoma lato mina kayatamba. Amen. Hallelujah. I just pray that we'll find sufficient grace to be able to translate that which God has already made available in the Spirit tonight. I just pray that we'll have favor sufficient from God to tap into that deposit. Luke chapter 18. An old friend of mine communicated with me this morning. I was just recovering from the impact of several dreams that I had during my night rest. I was recovering from the impact of the dreams I had, and I was trying to articulate them and to seek wisdom about them. There were definite disclosures from God. And suddenly, this my friend began to communicate on WhatsApp. What's the matter? The matter she had was that a strange woman had come in between her and her husband. And obviously at this point, he's under strange diabolical influence. She said she had to leave the house, take her things to survive. There was something, there was pressure in the atmosphere. And she ran away. And for 2 weeks now, she has not received a call from the husband or his family, even though she has not been around. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, "He spake a parable unto them to this end, that may not always to pray and not to faint." He dedicated an entire parable to stress that point. Hallelujah. And the point that I want to make today is, I want to encapsulate it in a quote: inconsistency lies the power. Now, if you want to do a spiritual thing, take time and ask yourself if you are interested. You cannot benefit from a spiritual thing if you are not consistent in it. It's a principle that you cannot ignore if you begin to study along the lines of the Acts of the Apostles. The Bible says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, in fellowship, and in prayers." They continued what? Steadfast. The Bible says, "Long time abode there, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted that signs and wonders be done by their hands." Long time abode there. Now, so he dedicated an entire parable to establish this spiritual principle. You cannot benefit from a spiritual adventure until you are consistent in it. You don't know the power of prayer until you are consistent in prayer. People that go into occultism, they understand that it's the practice of occultism over time, where there's a mountain of sacrifice in your favor. That's when you'll be able to have the scepter to wield dominion and control over mankind. Amen. One of the graces we need to receive early this year, and amen, it's a suggestion I'm saying, all right, so that at the end of the year you can prove if I lied. If Jesus dedicated an entire parable to buttress the fact that men ought always to pray, you know why that person was able to invade that family? That lady invaded the dominion of another lady, entered into her space, ejected her from her space, and then sat upon her throne. That is only possible when men are not praying. Now, they want me to become a prophet, to raise the dead. Meanwhile, when the crisis started initially, I was not informed. It's very difficult to reverse that situation right now. Are you with me? But if men are always praying as they ought to, even though Satan and his cohorts have intentions, it will not be implemented because men are praying. Don't wait for fire brigade. See, whether you know it or not, 2 o'clock this night, witches will meet. If you are aware of it or not. They are consistent in it. It is in the consistency that they explore the power that is in that priesthood. So it is in your own consistency in the place of prayer that you see the blessings of God that are tied to it. And I stumbled upon this prayer thing by mistake. It was not an intention to be a prayer man. But it was a mistake I made. A mistake of which I cannot be relieved. Because I found out that it's inconsistency that lies the power. However, in this lesson that Jesus used an entire parable to illustrate, there are 2 options. It's either you are fainting or what? You are praying. You must. Now, the life of a fainting person spiritually is a life of subjugation, a life of suppression, a life of control, a life of manipulation. Your destiny can even be manipulated, even though it's ordained by God. But he said that this is the recipe for all men. They ought to pray and not faint. Now, we are trusting God today. The purpose of the prayer today is to enter into that covenant in God where there is this ability to continually pour prayers into the spirit realm. Prayers have the capacity to go into your future and make the crooked path straight so that by the time you are arriving there, it has already been settled. Men of prayer, they reach into the future and begin to furnish their lives from the perspective of the future using the immortal abilities available to us when we wield the scepter of prayer. It's wonderful. So he gave that parable. Men ought what? Always to pray. Now, so she's sending to me this morning that she's been away from home. Can I believe? Can you imagine it? So, this afternoon, I now communicated again. Say, Pastor, I'm praying. I will contact you later. Thank God she realized that prayer was absent in the first case. But you know, she will need a tank of prayer to reverse that. Meanwhile, if she was praying 30 minutes a day, all those while, it won't have happened. It will get close to happening, but it will not happen. Because if there's a man standing in the gap, and that's the work of men, the duty of men is that they ought all. You know what I did? I did something. And I started it deliberately until now it happens unconsciously. How many of you heard my tape when I preached on spiritual breathing? That there's a difference between crying to the Lord and calling upon the name of the Lord. You heard that, my sermon? Did you practice it? Spiritual breathing, just like you breathe in the natural. A spiritual man has a way of breathing. Of receiving ventilation. And I gave you guys a formula that make it customary to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Because the Bible says, there that call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. When you call upon Jesus' name, the Spirit of God goes to work. So make it a point of duty to begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Do it until it becomes an unconscious practice. Like me now, it happens to me unconsciously. Hallelujah. So if you have succeeded to come to that point where it happens to you unconsciously, you can be sleeping and you'll be praying. Oh my God, you don't understand. See, men ought always to pray and not to pray. Everybody sitting here is not that the devil did not plan to cut you off before now. There's no good side of the enemy. He's a bad man on Friday, bad man on Monday. He's a terrible man on Wednesday. If it happens to be that it's when challenge comes your way that you are activated to pray, well, we thank God the challenge was able to spur you to operate as a man. But the way of men, the lot of men, the portion of men is that they ought to pray and not to faint. Now, so we need to find that covenant in God that guarantees that we are a prayer infrastructure continually without experiencing the possibility of fainting. It takes a covenant to ride that far. However, if you were around all through last year, you must have heard me quote this scripture many times. The book of Psalms. Men ought always to pray. If we are supposed to do something consistently, you cannot depend on your strong will as a basis of furnishing it. Because there's a limit to which your will can handle. The power of your will cannot strike a chord in the realm of the spirit. And so if you are going to be consistent in anything, you must go beyond our human capacity. And there must be a covenant in the spirit that guarantees the release of the spirit. I told you that in the flesh, you are not complete. You have infirmities. You have weaknesses. You have limitations. It is in the spirit that we find completeness and sufficiency. And in order for you to get a spirit to attend to you continually, there must be a covenant that guarantees such attention from a spirit being. Are you with me? Now, so this guy, I say, are you with me?
Yes.
Good. So if we are saying we ought to pray continually, that's what we ought to do as men, and not faint. This lesson that we are drawing from the book of Luke chapter 18 is the same lesson that Jesus taught his disciples. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they needed to pray the most, even though their spirit was willing, the Holy Spirit had quickened prayer into them in their spirit. But they still fainted. How many of you have experienced that? You were woken up by the Holy Ghost. You became clear, awake and alive. And there was prayer in your spirit. But you went back to sleep and you never prayed. I know you are, you glide in the Holy Ghost. There's no challenge. You just wake up and you are connected. Seeing visions of angels in the spirit. Hallelujah. Men ought always, they ought what? Always to pray and not to faint. My golden scripture for last year, which is the book of Psalms 80 verse 18. Don't forget it. That scripture has solved a lot of problems in my life. Don't forget that. So we want to cut covenant with God today that we'll always pray and will not faint. Hallelujah. And we are going to begin to strike it. As we begin to strike it, He will begin to carry us into that covenant. Begin to strike it. He will begin to carry us into that covenant. Hallelujah. Now 18 says, so will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. Quicken us. Quicken us. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. But before we can call upon his name, he has to quicken us. So the power to be consistent in the place of prayer is not a function of a decision, a New Year resolution. I know many of you have contemplated and have come to a point where you find out that you need to put your prayer life on the front burner. That's a good decision. It's a decision that you cannot prosecute by an act of your will, by an act of deciding. There must be a spiritual element that backs that procedure up for it to be sustained. And so in the book of Psalms 80 verse 18, it says, so we will not depart from thee. The first part of that verse speaks about the attitude of a waiter. The attitude of a waiter. The attitude of a waiter. So a man that is going to have a strong prayer life, a consistent prayer life, must adopt an attitude. Prayer survives in the atmosphere of an attitude. Now let me draw our attention. Maybe if you rush into the presence of God, you just come into the presence of God. I know it doesn't happen to a lot of you. People have gone beyond the threshold of infirmity in the place of prayer. And you come into the presence of God to pray. But in your soul, you are in a hurry. Stop praying. Go out. Go and do what you want to do. You see, you don't understand that if you are going to engage prayer, prayer is a kingdom activity. It's a kingdom function. It is because prayer is a kingdom function that prayer is useless except you pray according to the will of God. It's a kingdom function. In order for you to get God to move, God to act, God to heal, God to deliver, you must be gliding on the will of God. If you pray outside of the will of God, you will discover that there's something superior to prayer, there's something superior to faith. The will of God is superior to your prayer. And so you need to align your prayer to the will of God before it becomes something that heaven can recognize. The extent to which you know God will influence the way you pray. All of your knowledge of God, all of your experience with God is going to be influenced, is going to influence the way you pray. God is a spirit, the Bible says. And in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible says the Lord is that spirit. The Lord is that spirit. If you invert that statement, it means the spirit is the Lord. Now, the kind of spirit that we are talking about is a Lord spirit. It's a lordship spirit. It's a king spirit. Right? Now, if you stumble into his presence and there's haste in your soul, forget the contract. You will not, in fact, what you are doing is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So I learned it over the years. If there is haste in my soul, I don't bother coming to pray. Like some of you are here and there's haste in your soul. It's not as if you will go before the time, but there's haste in your soul. First of all, you have to combat that haste in your soul. That haste in your soul is an activity of the flesh that is compelling you, that is making you just to endure the presence of God. It's an activity of the flesh. It's a subtle activity of the flesh that doesn't want you to become acquainted with the presence. Just say, okay, I'm praying because I need to pray. That is it's an activity of the flesh. You must quench that. Because this guy says, so we will not depart from this. It's an attitude. There is something in your members that is seeking that you would depart from the presence of God. And that thing is lingering in the soul. You can be there. You have not gone. But you were there with that infirmity for 3 hours. Those 3 hours that you invested were 3 hours that was not accepted because there was haste in your heart. Now this guy says, so will not depart from thee. That means we have gone beyond that attitude of haste. We have settled. There's no other agenda we have for this moment. It is you we came for. Except the entirety of your being is aligned. You must conquer haste. Conquer that haste inside. The haste wants to make you feel that there is something else that you should be investing that time to pursue at that material moment. As long as that haste is in your heart, you cannot engage God. You can't engage God. You can't engage God. And just in case you stumble into the presence of God and that haste came with you, there is something you need to do quickly to kill that haste that is in your soul. It's something that is bound on your flesh that is manifesting in your soul at the moment. You need to use sacrifices or peace offerings, utterances of submission. Begin to tell God how that you submit. You will defeat that sense of haste that is locked up in your heart. Don't begin any prayer transaction except you have conquered that haste. Don't begin it. This guy says what? So, we will not depart from thee. So, we have come to that conclusion. We have gone beyond the haste in the soul. We have come to that point where the reason why we are here is you and you only. We have defeated that inner unrest that divides our attention and causes us not to be worthy to capture the attention of the King Spirit. You must conquer that first. We will not depart from it. Now, so where you are seated today, you need to conquer it. We will not depart from it. If you have conquered that first challenge, then you'll be able to give yourself. You see, in supplication, you know there is intercession, there is petition, there is supplication. These are the 3 basic levels of prayer. Basic. Even though we have complex applications of prayer, prophetic prayer, when you pray under the influence of a revelation, we have governmental prayer, where you bring the authority of God that we have as believers to bear upon a particular situation. Those are complex aspects of prayer. But basic, we have petition, we have what? Intercession, we have what? Supplication. What is supplication? Supplication. Who can help us with that? Meanwhile, I'm not trying to expose you or something. No. See. Yes, please try. No, don't say that. Just don't say by my understanding. Just say. That's intercession. You are borrowing many vessels in intercession. You are borrowing not a few. You are enlarging the scope of your influence with God. You are using your influence with God to affect things that are beyond yourself. That's intercession. That is the first point of the prayer ministry of the church. Are you with me? You are not with me. Now, there's what we call prayer of devotion. I'm just trying to engage God to receive that mercy that is new every morning. Is that in your Bible? His mercies are new, what? So, in the prayer of devotion, what we are trying to do is to engage God so that we can appropriate some things that are renewed for every day. That's prayer of devotion. Now, your devotional life is not complete in the morning, for instance. Hallelujah. Your devotional life is not complete in the morning except two things happen. One, you receive a song from God. You can be doing that devotion. The sign that you have received that mercy, that grace for that day because of the compassion of God that does not fail is one, you have received a song from God. The song of the Lord. The Holy Spirit begins to sing His song inside of your spirit man. That's what we call the songs of songs, which is Solomon's. The song of songs is a song that the Lord Himself is singing. So when God is walking, He normally sings along. Right? So it's either that you receive a song from the Lord. That is a proof that you have tapped into the grace for that day. Huh? Or you receive a scripture on your heart. The fact that you use a daily guide and you read a scripture doesn't mean you have gone with a scripture. You read a scripture into your brain, but I've told you that the longest distance is not from east to west. It's the distance between your heart and your mind. I did a lot of juggling, of cramming of scripture. Cram books of the Bible in my brain. It didn't profit me. Until when I started engaging God in the place of prayer about 10 years later. Then those scriptures, the Holy Spirit began to hand them out to me. And they became weapons of power. As long as it did not touch my heart, it was not powerful. If the doctor prescribes drug for you and you keep it in the sachet, you can be dying of fever. But the drugs are available. As long as you don't take it, it doesn't get to work. And in the spirit, what does not affect your heart cannot change your life. So your devotion is complete if you receive a song of the spirit, or you receive a scripture from God. Or you receive non-cognitive responses, like you receive peace in your spirit. Joy breaks out in your spirit. I hope sometimes you know we wake up and you wake up with depression. Has it ever happened to you? Oh, it doesn't happen. Oh, you are on the sunny side of life in the spirit. You wake up with the depression. That's a bad day. That's a bad sign. You need to war against that depression. You need to war until it means you that devotion is complete. But you see, as important as devotional prayers are, right? And also petition, going to God and say, give us this day our daily bread. That is not the prayer ministry of the church. This devotion. No. This petition. No. You are now working as a kingdom agent when you step into intercession. When you go beyond yourself. That's the reason why you need to be called to do it. Because it's not lucrative. You are doing it for other people. The person you are even praying for may not even know except you tell the person. And most times God won't even allow you. So the person doesn't know. So you are doing that kind of prayer unto God. It is not unto yourself. You have no immediate benefit for that kind of prayer. And the first line of the prayer ministry of the church is intercession. The second step in that prayer is supplication. So, whereas petition is a type of prayer, petition is not part of the prayer ministry of the church. It's not part of prayer as a ministry. Because in ministry, we are providing service to others. That's right. Ministry means providing service to others. So in intercession, I'm praying for Pastor Dan. I'm providing a service in the kingdom of God. I'm providing that service to Pastor Dan. That is ministry. So intercession is the first layer of our ministry in prayer in the kingdom of God. Is that clear? Oh my God, you are not with me. Okay, now, intercession is the first layer. Supplication is the second layer. What is supplication? So what you said is intercession. When we use our capacity in Christ Jesus to profit others in prayer, it is intercession. What is supplication? Do you know that prayer can change you? Jesus came into the garden, for instance. And what was Jesus' prayer point? Lord, if it is thy will, let this cup pass from me. That's petition. I'm asking God for something. But not my will, but thy will be done. Alright? If it's thy will, let this cup pass from me. However, I don't insist on my own will. Let thy will be done. But I've registered my concerns. So use your sovereignty. Let your sovereignty go to work and decide what it will be. I'm open. This is what I'm saying. But I'm not sticking to my own will. I'm open to your own response as much as you would deem fit. Okay? Then as the prayer now continues. The prayer now continues. Not my will, but thine be done. And then at some point, you know, the perspective of God is revealed. In Jesus' case, what the Father said was, sorry, we cannot change this plan. Okay? So this is, you are still going to die. And then Jesus now surrender to that way. Now it takes you to go beyond yourself to align with the will of God. Supplication changes you. Intercession changes others. Supplication aligns you with the will of God. Intercession affects other people. Are you following? You can have a prayer point that you are trusting God for, and then you now see God's perspective. And in God's perspective, that your prayer point is invalid. It is supplication that now makes you, brings you into alignment with that God's perspective that was contrary to your own view. See, supplication does what? It changes you. Intercession does what? It changes others. If you get that, then we can understand this piece. It says, soul will not depart from you. The guy has gone beyond the agitation of the soul. That agitation of the flesh that transmits a sense of haste into his soul. He has gone beyond that point. And then it is when you have gone beyond that point that you become quickened. As long as you are under the influence of that haste, he will not quicken you. You are still in yourself. Right? And you are praying and asking him to quicken you, asking him to come upon you, asking him to help you. The time at which you are filled with the Holy Ghost to begin to engage prayer is when you go beyond yourself. That's what supplication does. Sometimes you come into God's presence and say, I need money. And according to the scripture that says, give us this day our daily bread, you have a justification to come into your Father's presence and make a request. But as you grow in the kingdom of God, you begin to see that your request is not as superior as his will. The ability to be able to switch from your needs to align with his will and consider his will to be superior to your needs is what we call supplication. Supplication is like a transformer that moves you from your own desires into God's desires. And then you view your petition from the perspective of God's desires. And then you now discover that it was not even too important after all. Sometimes God doesn't change your situations, he just changes you. Your situation will linger, but it changes you. It changes your perspective. It makes you, he quickens you to another energy level where you can perceive his own will. And from the standpoint of his will, you will find out that that petition you brought is actually not relevant within the context of God's dealings at that time. Some of the things you prayed about that did not change. Over time, you will see that the way God will handle it, you will now discover that that thing was not the matter. He handled it in 24 hours. Now, I was posted to Lagos, and we were running ministry here. I had to be coming from Lagos every time to come minister to the brethren and all of that. My wife and children that I love with passion, they are on this side. Hallelujah. And I was in that case praying, take me back, God! And I fought for long in the presence. I said, if it is true that there's still one strand of love that you have for me, take me back home. Give me my wings back. Oh God, I will cry. He didn't answer. In the 60 years, he now revealed to me the reason why I was in Lagos. That we need to start a ministry in Lagos. Meanwhile, I hated Lagos with passion. You wake up by 5 o'clock, you are doing morning devotion in the bus. Kailabo Koriamas, in the bus. In the bus. And the conductor will just slap you and say, where money? Kai! Where money? Hallelujah. It was something else. It was another world entirely. Hallelujah. Most of my prayers, 3 hours, 2 hours prayers, I did those prayers on foot. Because I discovered that the conductor won't allow me to ascend. So I will drop before my bus stop and take a walk. You need to devise a way of surviving. So I was in that cocoon for 6 years. In the 6th year, God said we had to start a walk. While I was still praying for my deliverance from Lagos, he said, there's ministry in Lagos. I said, no, there's no ministry. There's no ministry. Then I went back to the diary. And what was in the diary was, it is not time for ministry in Lagos yet. Oh, meanwhile, what I was reading in my brain was, there's no ministry in Lagos. It was in the place of supplication that I was now aligned away from my request, go home, to what I accept is supplication. So God changed me. He did not change my situation. As far as he was concerned, what I was praying about was not consistent with the scope of his will for my life for that time. And if I can come into his will, I will now discover how that my prayer position was irrelevant. In supplication, it takes you from one place in Christ to another place in Christ, where you can actually perceive the current and the present revelation position of the Spirit. It is from that point you can judge accurately and understand that it was not as if God was slack to perform the prayers you have prayed, but there was a purpose in view that was superior to your petition. And if he grants that purpose, it will compromise his will for that point in time, so he can have even his choices to hang in the balance for those days. Satan is not that strong. Forget it. It's not that strong. So we now started ministry in Lagos. While we're doing ministry in Lagos, one day we're holding a prayer meeting. And somebody began to prophesy. That pastor is leaving us. He's going. That day I was not praying to leave Lagos. You are not with me. I was not asking to leave Lagos. In fact, I was beginning to enjoy it. I said, Jesus, so this kind of stuff can even... Then prophecy came. He's going. His time has been accomplished. These transitions have been fulfilled. Hey! And guess what? The same time, one of our managers came, saw my video on YouTube that I was preaching. I was bubbling on the pulpit. You know this pulpit? If you see it on cable, it's something else. I was bubbling in the spirit. And the guy got offended. Hey! That is this work this guy is doing that he's preaching like this? We will post him where we won't preach again. He wanted to send me to Atlas Cove. Have you ever heard that name before? Atlas Cove. You will go 45 minutes on boat. You will go past Takwa Bay before you get to Atlas Cove. Oh, you don't know? Oh, sorry. Takwa Bay. See. If you are using a ship. Where is... All right. That's the navigator there. Amen. If you are coming from the high sea into Nigeria, there is a place where the landmass is like two hands that is embracing you. That's Takwa Bay. That's where the seat of custom is. That's where the bribe of this country. Eh? The bribe of Nigeria, that's where they give. The altar of corruption was erected at Takwa Bay. You go beyond and you enter into the open sea to Atlas Cove.
So let's push him to Atlas School. It was in the same time. It took 24 hours for the great one to do that posting that I prayed for 6 years. So the posting, manipulating, and he did the posting at a time where there was a battle to keep me down. When he had fulfilled my transitions, and there was no need for me to be around anymore. So a human being rose up, and he wanted to ensure that I was put in a place where it would be difficult for me to do ministry. And then the great monarch of Zion now rises up and said, no, not so. It was in those days that my posting came. The man made all the phone calls that were possible in this country to reverse that posting, but it was a minister of petroleum himself whose nephew was in Gombe that wanted to go to Abuja that occasioned my movement. He could bend everybody's hand, but he could not go that far. Hallelujah. So my petition was considered at a proper moment. But what I needed was a change of heart to embrace what? The will of God that was paramount in the heavens, and it was superior to my mundane request. Supplication changes you. Intercession does changes others. I hope we have settled that today. Now, so the Bible says, soul will not depart from you. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Sometimes there's a battle before you can apprehend the will of God. Sometimes there's a battle. You'll be bringing your own matters. Prayer is that place where God will conquer you many times. It's in the heart, the spirit of supplication, that he will conquer you many times. You think you are so accurate, so wonderful. There are many things God needs to kill in your life. It's at the altar, the theater of supplication, that God kills some things that you are presenting that is not consistent with his will. And then he brings you into the consciousness of his emphasis. Then every right and accurate believer will embrace his will and forget that petition. Hallelujah. But it's not as if the petition goes scot-free. God will still attend to it in proper sequence. When you have yielded to align with what bothers him, he will never leave what bothers you untouched. Never. You will never leave. Hallelujah. Now, so in supplication, God changes you. It is when you have gone beyond the agitation of the human soul, the agitation that comes, this unrest that comes from the fallen nature, and you have presented yourself to God. In that presentation that you do, God now comes and quickens you. It is in that quickened state that you can always pray and not faint. Exactly. You can what? Always pray in that quickened state and never faint. Now, we want to pray today. As we come to the Lord to cut covenant with him, that God will supply the spirit of grace and supplication. One of those are your Bible school people, the guy from Akwanga. People used to come to him, students used to come to him, pray for them, they get filled with the Holy Ghost. And they wanted to summon him to, what they call that thing? The board. Yeah. Summon him before the board and ask him what he's doing. Hallelujah. And then to compound matters, shortly before they summoned him to the board, before they said they would summon him to the board, some people were now praying in the hostel. He's a lecturer, he's not a student. They were praying in the hostel. And then suddenly the spirit of supplication now hits the hostel. And then one person praying, and the prayer spread like a plague. And the prayer caught people in the hostel. There was no minister there. It was the spirit of what? Of supplication. Normally, when the spirit of supplication hits you, tears will come from your eye, even though you were born on a rock. Because in supplication, you have to leave your own position to accommodate God's position. Sometimes the pain pierces deep into the soul. So some tears will come to ventilate that position. It's like a surgery. You don't go home without pain. It's on that theater of supplication, so many spiritual things happen. That's where curses are broken. You see, sometimes you think that curses are broken because you were doing night vigil. I tell you the truth. Spiritual things happen when you align with the will of God. When you have left your own position to embrace God's position, then the things that held you in the previous state will not be, the jealousy of God will not allow you to pass through the gate of surrender. I will never forget the field in Kano. That was my prayer ground. When they finish playing football and they go, Niger pillars, Kano pillars. When they leave, the field becomes my prayer parlor. Glory. It was on that field. While I prayed, the subject of my prayer on that field was deliver my family. Because the patterns that were there suggested that there was a spirit that was manipulating all of our destinies. So I had time, no more lectures, no more trouble with school, reading chemistry textbooks and all of that had gone. Now let's face this thing in the spirit. And I began to pray. God did not take me seriously quickly. I was still doing my routine prayers, Hallelujah. And then the great one now comes. And the position he brings was different from what I was praying. I felt that prayer was a valid prayer point. I turned to my family. Meanwhile, God was saying, for many generations in your family line, I've been looking for a priest, one that will stand for me and be bold to the end. And there has never been anybody from your bloodline that ever responded to me like that. I did. So I forgot about the prayer for my family, as valid as that prayer point was. So I had to shift ground from my prayer point to accommodate another matter. See, he had changed me, but he had not changed the situation. When I embraced the calling of that priesthood, when I embraced it, then I began to have diverse impartations in the calling of that priesthood. Some of the things I'm teaching you today, I learned them in the woods in Kano. I had encounters with all kinds of angels that I will never see until God gives me the permission. Oh Lord, have mercy. I saw creatures. I saw strange creatures in the city of Kano. Strange things that I will never see. But it was because I accepted to carry on the burden of that priesthood. That there was a priesthood in my family. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, and all the other people that used that priesthood in darkness. They were intelligent wizards. Very intelligent wizards. And people knew them for their art. They knew the art of wizardry. They were gifted people. Hallelujah. Most of them boasted that they can't give birth to a child that will die. That was their boast. That is, you die of sickness. Not, you can die, but don't die of sickness. Because any kind of sickness it is, they know how to bring you back. As long as it is sickness. So they were boasting. So it was that priesthood that was perverted. And God was looking for somebody that will stand in that priesthood in righteousness. So that calling that is on that family line, just like the sons of Issachar, they had a calling. They were men that understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. It was a family calling. You see, in order for you to be a good Ezemo, you must be called first. So it is that calling that is perverted to become something else in darkness. And God was waiting for someone to carry the burden of that priesthood. So and I said, okay, we can leave this family matter and attend to the matter that bothers you. The levels, the impartations that took place because I said yes, it lasted for 6 months. I know you will not believe. But it happened to me. Those impartations happened for 6 months. So after 6 months, that he had finished, he had satisfied what was on his own heart, that he began to attend to my prayer point. And when he started attending to it, he attended to it by fire. He spoke a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to fail. If you have not experienced a need for you to shift ground, because in the place of prayer you perceive the will of God, and you said, not my will, but thine be done. If it has never happened to you, you are not deep. You are just a churchgoer. Meanwhile, 94% of Christians in Nigeria are churchgoers. They are not deep. That's why we have Boko Haram. That's why we have this. Because we were there in Kano. We were Christians in Kano when there was riot. So I'm not telling you what I don't know. Those guys are marabouts. They know people that can match them strength to strength in the spirit. They don't come there. The way we are raising prayers here, you think that you don't know. They have sent Mala. Where is Matthew? Yeah, you didn't see the Malam that came to do incantation here. They have been coming. They know where activity takes place that can suppress the activity in the territory. They are very spiritual people. So we raise prayers in a particular place in Kano. We raise prayers there for 6 years. That land was healed of riot. I finished my youth service for 6 years. Those prayers that we started continued. Guess what? When Boko Haram struck, it was the same place that we stayed that they struck and bombed and killed 220 people. That same place that we're praying. They killed 220 people in that place. Guess what? All the people that were my prayer partners in Kano, none of their family members died randomly. The people they used bomb to bomb some houses. No one of the family members of those prayer people, all right, was a victim when 220 people were killed at random. In a situation of life and death, any man that says, if we die, we go die, that man dies. But the man that says, if we die, we die, that man never dies. I will never deny the name of Jesus because you have a gun. Hallelujah. Men not always to pray and not to faint. Men not always. My friends entered mosques on Friday during prayer. Huh? Oh my, they were listening. I am Ayatu Allah Kameso. We will start that thing here. 3 times. When we do it once, do it twice, you will hear that the meanwhile every central mosque has a Mahanta. A Mahanta only sees the sun in 17 years. That's when there are 2 full moons in 1 month. Oh, okay. This is not for this class. Let's leave it. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let's leave that one. If the Mahanta dies, they will pack from here. If he dies, they will pack. They won't fight again. When you wage wars against this kind of people, people that use astrology as their own weapon, as the mechanism through which they enter into the realm of the spirit, there is a way to fight them. Let us settle our own lives first. Before we turn our face to the east and throw an arrow, you will see who we fall. Men ought always to what? Pray and not to faint. You must have this attitude when you come into the place of prayer. Not my will. But what? You are open to his dealings. You must not see prayer as a place to get from God, but a theater for God's dealings. Hallelujah. A what? A theater for God's dealings. We are going to pray. As we cut covenant with him tonight. And the covenant we want to cut with him is a covenant that let the Lord quicken us continually so that we will never faint but pray. Now, there are several religions that have satanic intercessors. One of them is Islam. If you see Islam very well, you know that the mosque is essentially a prayer house. Is that true? So Islam as a religion is built around a kind of prayer, a kind of priesthood. And the priesthood that Islam is built around honors the moon. The calendar, the Islamic calendar, is according to the moon, according to cycles, intercessory cycles. And there are some religions like that. There is a way to engage religions like that, the priesthood that comes from those houses. Because in the order of things, first of all, you gain the status of a Mahanta. In order for you to gain the status of a Mahanta, you must have discovered the latent power of the soul. You are introduced to astral meditation, yoga, astral traveling, where your soul can, you can project your soul. All of that is within the region of the soul. Jesus comes, he saves our spirit, and he begins to transform our soul. But witchcraft and witchcraft activities have their platform, the basis, the platform for witchcraft is the soul. That's the difference between we and. That's the platform for witchcraft. If you see Satan in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14, he says, I will ascend. I will. Satan was, Lucifer was using his will contrary to the will of God. So you know that priesthood that he was advancing was not consistent with the priesthood that was from heaven. Now, you see, we walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because we are a new creation. But every descendant of Adam has a dead spirit. A spirit that is not responsive, that is not conscious. And every descendant of Adam has a bogus soul. A soul that is oversized. That becomes the platform to launch witchcraft. Now I need to tell you the limitations of soulish activity. Because if the devil wants to begin to make you inaccurate, what he does is that he makes your soul to become a factor. And you know, are you with me? It was Jesus that said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it what? Well, we don't farm wheat here, so you may not understand what he's saying, but we farm rice. Rice is a close relative to wheat. Just like rice has husk that covers the entire rice. Is that so? That's how wheat is. And what Jesus was saying by that scripture was that your soul covers the carnal man, the soul totally entraps the spirit. The spirit is the faculty that has the possibility of life. So the soul covers it like the husk does. So when that corn of wheat falls to the ground, the elements, the water in the ground, soil water, you know, soil minerals, those of you that did agriculture, they will react against that husk and kill it. It is when they have killed that husk that soil water can touch that grain, and then the vital force within the grain can shoot out and life can spring forth. As long as that husk is still covering it, it has trapped the life. And Jesus said the sentence of that kind of a grain is that it will abide alone. Is that true? You are not with me. Okay, let's leave this matter. Let's leave it. I wanted to show you why witchcraft cannot be stronger than us. But you are... This one is okay. We have talked. It's okay. Let us pray. The day you need it, we will start that one. To say that the Muslims overrun us, you didn't hear God. Because you begin to see from this year the judgment of God will begin to come down. It's not an amen matter. I'm transmitting news. This year will not come to an end until you see a heavy blow from heaven that will hit. I posted it on Facebook for those of you that have Facebook. There's going to be a serious damage this year against the Islamic agenda. The true church will rise from Nigeria this year. The true church. We have been playing religion for about 35 years. And the devil and his intercessors and his agents are not afraid of the religion called Christianity. They are not afraid of that religion. But they are afraid of Christ as an immortal personality. And we are supposed to be the body of that immortal personality, giving expression to him, ministering to him, receiving from him, functioning by his power. It is that body they cannot handle. Because we are operating from different heavens. So the Mahanta must have perfected how to unlock the latent power of the soul. Okay? Good. Then he now goes for further training. That is if he has the star for it. Let's say he has a calling. A prime calling, a chief calling. It's either probably an apostle or a prophet. If he has that calling from God, so it means he has the stature. He has the star to go to the next level. That's the level. After a Mahanta, it becomes a guru. A guru. As a guru, there's further training to achieve that. Then when if he survives, I don't want to go into that one, it's advanced. He survives that one. And he has a rare gift from God. He was supposed not just to be a called person, but a significant person in the kingdom. He cannot become a Maharaja. Where just as they pray to, they can pray to him in darkness. And Satan will come. All of these things are perversions of priesthood. And all of these things I just mentioned now, they derive from maximizing the latent power of the soul. But the man that operates from the spirit is operating from a tabernacle and a temple that is in the heavens. Now, you might be speaking in tongues and you might feel that speaking in tongues is not powerful. You know why you feel like that? Because the temple you are ministering to is not a physical temple. Now, there is a monk has a physical shrine. Are you still with me? He has what? A physical strength. So when he said, wah, 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 something will appear. So you see, you see, what you don't know is that you are speaking in tongues. Eh? In the temple in heaven, those things appear there. That's the difference. Our own, it doesn't appear in the physical because the temple we are ministering in is not a physical temple. So when you begin to do spiritual activities, spiritual things are summoned from the spirit realm. And God begins to give you witness. There are some levels of faith that comes upon you, which is not the believer's faith. That faith came because several things were summoned and several things were poured into your spirit. And by reason of the supply of the spirit, you now had abilities in Christ which a normal believer would not have. Under those influences, there are utterances that you can make that can cause setbacks in the camp of the devil, 30 years setbacks. So the only thing the devil can do to be on top of us is to make sure that we don't explore prayer. So anything he does to make us prayerless is an advantage to his kingdom, because he cannot handle us when we are actually mounting up with wings. He can't handle you. No matter the name of your family, he can't handle you. Okay, there's a cause. They say people don't live above 54. Forget that. If you pray every day, on reach that age, you will cross it. The only thing that the devil will do is to manage us so that we don't maximize our potential in the spirit. Meanwhile, Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to. Satguru Maharaj was a chartered accountant, was sent to India for an accounting conference. He came to the conference, and then they were doing esoteric lectures a door away from the conference that he was sent to. His company sent him for accounting conference. Then the esoteric lecture was taking place one door after the conference room. So he made a mistake and entered into the place where they do esoteric lecture. And when they now began to lecture, he now said, he felt that the lecturer was talking about him. And so they saw he was so enthusiastic. Meanwhile, the accounting conference they sent him to for was running. And he was there learning the latent power of the soul. Those days there were books. I don't know. In those days when we did boarding school, there were books on how to unlock the latent power of the soul. And people were entering into their soul in the night and begin to move these leather bags on the ground. They were doing it. They didn't know that they were whining with darkness. Many of them died. Many of them. Then another wave that came was Bible turning. We had a priest of Bible turning those days. You know, those in boarding school, all kinds of things take place. We had a priest of Bible turning. They say they use Bible turning to locate some stolen property. And they thought it was okay. That thing is necromancy. It's just like using an Ouija board. You are consulting the dead in that thing. Those are various mediums of priesthood. And you can actually do it and the thing will happen. But if you have entered the spirit realm through the influence of a lying spirit and you were marked, it will take time. The reason why people don't like Christianity, it is too easy. They prefer to kill a goat and stay in the night and cry. God! But you see, our own temple that we are ministering in is not physical. Now, we are coming to the Lord and cutting covenant with Him that He will quicken us continually. That is how we can mount up with wings and go beyond our limitations in the natural and begin to fix things in the spirit so that they manifest in the natural in their own seasons. Can you approach the Lord? Can you approach? Now, wait, calm down. How many of you has ever had this experience? Maybe somebody came to be a housemaid, to labor in the house, in the kitchen, and then you found out after a while that the person was a witch. How many of you have had that experience? Maybe somewhere the person was a witch, you know, but the person
was smuggled in, and the person began to receive instructions on how to operate. You have ever had that experience? Good. Do you realize that anytime they want to go for meetings, if you are praying, they can't go? They can't go. Their priesthood is so weak because it's from the soul. Doesn't have root. It's not licensed. He can't go. He's in fact, even the great wizards of the village, when you are going to do evangelism, they'll say, they don't do evangelism here. Say, we will do. You will do? Yes, sir. And then you begin to connect your speakers, connect your this thing. And then those elders will go into their shrine. At every point in time, they have about four people that are tied. So when they go into their shrine, they will kill one. Come. I know in a small village that if somebody dies, nobody will come for your crusade. So in order for people to come to your crusade, you need to go and raise that dead person. And then when you raise the dead person, they say, this type day. Meanwhile, the easiest dead to raise are the people that were killed by witchcraft. Because if you raise somebody that died from sickness, that one, after the person wakes up from the dead, you will still be sick. Oh, let's leave that. I didn't even know, why did we get here? Said, all right, amen. We'll go back to prayer. They are afraid of you. And then when you talk about witches, everybody is afraid. You don't know where you are coming from. We wrote an entire book of prayer based on witchcraft. Prayer rain. Witchcraft. That's deception. Any believer that prayed that thing successfully doesn't know Christ Jesus. The apostles never prayed that. Jesus never prayed like that. Where did you get that prayer from? The more you pray that prayer, the more defeated you will become in your soul. The more defeated you become. That's not praying from the position of victory. The heavens we operate from is the third heavens. Are you with me? Like warfare, when we do prayers of warfare, you are doing it positionally. Because you are higher in the realms of the spirit than the realms of the principalities, that's why you can war with them in the spirit and you can see the results in the natural. You are not fighting, you are not trying to fight a fresh battle. Jesus won the real battle. That guy has been stripped naked. Alright? It is just left for you to ensure that he is stripped naked perpetually. That is true Christian warfare prayer. Not those things that they give. That's Baal. That's a vain repetition from the worship of Baal. Prayer is powerful when it's under the influence of the Holy Spirit by inspiration. So you are writing prayers for people. Where is the work of the Holy Ghost? So I'm now the Holy Ghost now. I write prayers. Pray these 70 prayers. You'll be like a prescription from a doctor. The only doctor we have is the great physician. His name is Jesus. There is no growth in Christianity that you can grow and then be on the level of Jesus. We are not called to be partakers of the Godhead. We are only partakers of the God life. We must accept our own place in the kingdom as a privilege and live within that scope. I now prescribe, because I'm a mature Christian, I prescribe prayer points for believers. It is out of place. It is out of place. As a book, I sell book of prayer to Pentecostals. Yeah, you know, it's strange. You are operating from a place of advantage. You need to understand what it means and to stand there. If you know that prayer is this important, you will know the meaning of that scripture that says, quicken us. Quicken us. Quicken us. I cannot mount up with wings until I'm quickened. I cannot shine in glory until what? I'm quickened. In my mortality, I cannot strike a chord in the spirit until I'm quickened. But when I'm quickened, I can put the armies of the aliens to flight. I can quench the violence of fire. I can escape the edge of the sword. So we're going to do practicals now. Now what you're asking God for is quicken me. Can you do that? Now you have, I want to show you the experience of what I'm teaching. Quicken me. Now if you can put your heart in that prayer, let the prayer not just be in your head. You put your heart in it. You press your heart on that prayer. Put your heart in it. Quicken me. Quicken me. Quicken me. Quicken me. And I will call upon you. And I will stand before you perpetually. he gave this parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It is our lot and portion to stand before him as priests after the order of this priesthood and call upon his name. It's our lot and portion. It's our lot and portion. And so we want to ask him right now, quicken me, quicken me, quicken me, quicken me. I want to be quickened, that the powers of grace might be shot into my spirit, so that the limitations of my infirmity, the limitations of my humanity, will no longer count as I mount up from one plane in glory to another plane in glory, taking in my hand the weapons quickened into my hands by the Spirit of God. I do warfare. I bring down princes. I discipline powers. Quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. If God quickens you, become robust in the spirit. And the things that seek to suppress you, the things that seek to bedevil you, suddenly you become too fat for the yoke. And the yoke can no longer stay, because there's a fatness that you assume in the spirit. Quicken me, O God. I am Maria Sika. That this year we come to cut covenant with you. We come to cut covenant with you. That will be quickened perpetually. Perpetually in your presence. That will be quickened perpetually. No form of fainting. That in the day of trouble. In the day of trouble. When you make the call that we should arise. Even out of deep slumber. We will be quickened back to life. And we'll begin to interact in the spirit. We'll begin to transact in the spirit. Speak in us, and we shall call upon thy name. Kabera supre canteli nakura basata. Meraske zozoni antelo kobate na sibria kapena santo. That in 2017 we will be quickened. To call upon you anytime, that when danger begins to loom in the spirit, that will be open to the quickening of your spirit, and suddenly the Spirit of God will come upon us and will be quickened. Then you can mount up with wings. You can go beyond the natural. You can stride beyond the ordinary, and God begins to put authority upon your spirit. He begins to put authority upon your tongue, such that what you decree will come to pass. What you say will be manifest. Quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. Kobaria shika braske tombeleta andereso zadabahata brekase zadoka paranazi aita katemba ranto kobasaba. Ebreketeto skanda baratema Eshiado kwata baratu ateskomba Angayatose breska tia mandale Matiala baratale mosanda Aikabanda suka bahanda Agabe noko sekatana makota balata Embreska tema zomina. That I will not be faint. I will not be faint. That it shall never be said concerning me that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That will never be my portion. I will mount up with wings. I will mount up with wings. I will mount up with wings like the eagle. Hey! Kabayato! Pratekus kamperata. Antarada makanda. Ekabarato sabalata. Aita, aita. Maleto kabasute makadebo sandelia. Ambarase kabraske tomina. Sahando zeda. Ebreketela konda. Aya kondalita. Aya mele sandolia. Aya sakabata. Eskombalata. Eskambalata. Eskiatole. Alato pray. Alato pray. It is written, he that falleth in the day of adversity, it is because his strength is small. Exchange your weakness for his strength.
exchange joy is permitted for His glory. We mount up. We mount up. We mount up as we gain ascendancy. We gain ascendancy in the Spirit. Quicken us. Quicken us. Quicken us. Quicken us. And we shall call upon thy name. Ayabonde Salombale Kemalika Mama Talabodama. Ask the Lord to take you higher in the flights of the Spirit. You want to go beyond the last mountain that you stood upon. You want to enter into the heights of Christ. For the Bible says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. It will take a high flight to enter into several domains in Him. Take me higher! Kobara Sudega. Ariatete Kanaman Sobregede. Ariata Koske Tambre Samana. Aria Sala Braskanda. Eta Kombe Sesena Tete Kaila. Aiteta Monsama Tago Batete. Aita Toba Sebarata. Aita Masanto Bregede. Ego Bariaske Bante Manzolo. We want to go higher. We want to fly higher. There is a place in God that we must ascend unto. Ebere Sobregede La Tobina. Anta Los Sabres Gabara. Baraske Sonze Zaita. Epoda Makaba Zaba. Aika Pata. Don't stay on the ground. You are vulnerable on the ground. Mount up with wings. Mount up with wings. Like the eagle. Oh. Ikamele teme kubona. Ikamele ke malande. Brake domoko babale. Don't stay on the ground. Mount up, mount up, mount up, mount up, mount up, mount up, mount up. You can be quickened. You can go higher. You can go higher. You can mount up higher. There are places in God. There are places in God. There are dimensions in God. Hey, mango bola, my eta. Hey, malagombe na mai. Hey, your grandfather died of heart trouble. Your father died of heart trouble. And there are symptoms of heart trouble. Those symptoms will continue as long as you are on the ground. But you have a choice to mount up. Mount up. Mount up. Mount up with wings. Aile bobole kama kele masaila koma. Puria sila monde la monda la komo. Ambele gemadaya. The conditions are different on higher grounds. On higher grounds is different. On higher pedestals is different. There is a place in me. There is a place in me. God spoke to Moses and said, right in me there is a place. You don't know that place, but it exists. Oh, there are higher grounds. Places in God. Oh God, we ask for grace to mount up. To go beyond the familiar corridors. Into the very heights of glory. Kabale Somandali. Ekamomunde. Ekamomode Saila Kobenalide Ekamomode Sani
Ramon de Zamande. Aye, la monda mia tekema. E kamo monde la monda. Oh, zelomana ke merese na komadua. Aye tamo. Rabensa ita mama leba. Aye tama mama motema. Sahila kobera. Ibanato meleka. The enemy was able to strike you because you were on ground level. The serpent cannot fight a bird. Mount up with wings. Mount up like the eagle. Aye la bodena. Saigeborato me. Samberela minamanda. The limitation of the serpent is flight, 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 flight. Sabresco panda late cabelada. Amara de la boca male. Amara de la boca sai. Oh, take a flight in the spirit. A flight in God. A flight by the Holy Ghost. None of us should remain on ground. It is time to take a flight. Sakabalate kobariata. Ayatama. 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 Ayatama na zobre getela zubre. Motebande. Aisha molema. Motebande selebo ma. Eke bade da bobo no kobale. Amamareta. Ngombaria sika meta bolama. Aike balo zaniade. Obere soma ye kamenamo. Motamena. Samendo ye kabalabo. Oh Shabalade, oh Shabalade, Malakoma. Oh yes, we need to mount up. Yeah, yeah, la bina kumbale. Aya babalade ma, zela kumba manemo. Ah, sekupatwa teke. You can go higher. You can go high. There are places in God. There are places in God. Si lebe de bokori masin. La pos gabezai. Asambres gabanda. Amparada barasepre. Muka petekato palatua. Abrakai pako petada. Embregede la sanda babokoto. You can go higher, you can go higher, you can go higher, you can go higher, you can go higher. Oh, Subaliagi. Kama mama. Kama mama sanda. Brekotape na sabriata tape. Baratos kenda zabandale. Eton brekete. Zatom badia tuataka ambresko badato santelia aparasko presko seja ike ekomba habasa ika andale malato madaye malato madaye kuri amina siga mazahila kombale. This year will not be like last year for you. The things that stopped you last year, they will not be able to stop you this year. Yes, because you are going to mount up beyond your former height. Higher in glory. Higher in God. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Bare santa kupane gazia. Enshobina kabrasata baba. Ekabazaita kombregetanda baba. Oh,
You must go higher this year. More sahine baba kombeleto. Maria siga imama na tomada. The everlasting God, He changes not, neither is He will. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men, they shall all utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. But they that wait before the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. They shall mount up with wings like the heave. Oh God, we want to go higher. The everlasting God, the Lord, He changed God. Neither is He weak. He gave power to the faith. And to them that have no man, He increases strength. For even the youth shall be and be weak. The young men, they shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. It's a risk to go in the flesh. We mount up as we gain ascendancy in the spirit. God is our help. God is our shield. It doesn't matter the tempest that we come against. The strong hand of God, it shall guide us as we gain ascendancy by the grace of God. Jesus. Every day I'll be charged up in the spirit. Every day I'll be quickened. Every day I will mount up. And God will show unto me great and mighty things that I know not. Come along. Sainamon de Ligabane Antele Dade Burasama Sainamon Talado Bere
Sominanto selekambelama. Sele mo kabaze na lebademo. Komareze na hande edanu yandoma. Ugele de babo. Sina tele kama salabonga ma. Tele de tele de tele de tele de tele. Sake na bole damina sandama. De ma soken bale tamina. Oh, kayato ma. Dele zaila kombela kambalatemo. Angresto kabalate la kumbala. Aile soke la pale bokama. Ika bobo samandele kabena. Dele, dele kumalabo. Ika mene soba mambo. Eso bina taila matalibo. Ala yeta kobola mabona. Dele, dele ge sababo mana. Kambresko galatani masaitabo. Aye kama yababona. Sobena ikabena kombale. Dele gobania ikabala sombre mala kombale. Aya kolabora shaila kombala. E kambote abalama. Sambo yeko akambela kombahina. Dele soka la kombahina. Aye, aye, galabamo. Siatela akombala te. Komboresai zamendali makona. Kubila yeshabadabala. Sakobe yakaya koma. Semina posana ambela kombe ikama yeta malato malande hola ikamena kombale ashenga zayado ikamandelia akamante ikama koba semina zayla kombale yakena mo dela seina kambala demo. Sombre santa leko, haile, selia kombalina, amande sobala, sikabele, abela tobaila, sumina, jele bousana, akia pola soma, eshailamo, seke domale, komane kamona, o siya mama, akena makoma, Holy Athena, Ekamoladu, Samine, 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 Ekapoye, Tamina Kolo, Aila Sobena, Sela Kambela, Ilaba Soka Malekama, Ole Salia, Makandelo, Siko Banatela Kumbala, Ukalo, Sakole barato minakaya makone. Dele, dele saila koma. Saminate eskombe la komana. Aile kobalia kandalo. Eke sama konde la bo. Ah, ke la sobe la kandabo. Aila kade, aila kambo. Aila kumbale, kumbale mama, seginato, maleta ba amalade. Oh, la ke ma babo, ah la 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 la, ah la 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 ke ama, siako amalato malema, sambolate ya kamalabo. Presko banatande aila manda babolia. Ola koma, ola koma. Saye labo, saye damalabo. Ola baba, yege malubina sila kambelabo. Sale bongo bolose mana. Imaye baloko mandali kabaloma. Oh, oh, oh. Ole bami, ole bamo. Aile se la kande la bona mahama. Oria se gabade malaka.
We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Abaliato.
Abaliato. Sima kande. Zilabo koria brasketa menahande. Saita kobereza. Isombrez gabalato. Elabosa malatam bresaita kobenasi lakobe. In Jesus' name.
Now listen, this is what I see. You see, that's an example of what it means to be quickened. You leave the prison of your body, guided by the Holy Ghost. The utterances are not yours anymore. As you change position in the spirit. Remember that your tabernacle is in heaven. It will take some of these kind of utterances to break the witchcraft in your family. Something that you did not create. So an utterance that came from God. Now give me volume there. Let's see. Amamaha. Okay. The river is intense. It's intense. Flow along. You can flow. Aide na doli kabine kobede sofodo ilabroskate egabala tua diamase kedo mai kade soda ibrasketo mande abara sovena ikaita o balimaka o mai o kalimaka. Who received the tongue of the angel. Mutterings that cannot be uttered. Mutterings.
Chane bonde la diga malado barada na mene. Medola na nase la kombe na. Ika mande la sobre na kamelo. Mayanto sani na kandele kena mandele boko. Medona saile. Nato nine santa mamori adige.
Ha! We give you glory.
The atomine sato aliati. Mutterings that cannot be owned. Mutterings in the spirit. Aile domina saline gamana bana.
Aha.
Mila bomone kenu.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil cannot resist that. There's a river coming from the city of God. It can't stop it. It does not know its depth. It's time for us to mount up this year. As we mount up in the spirit, the headsmen will go backward. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Now that is the experience of being quickened. Hallelujah. 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 Now that is the experience of being quickened. It is no longer you regulating it. The Spirit of God takes perfect control, comes and takes charge. Your utterance is not yours. The vista from whence you perceive is not yours. Too many things that Satan cannot explain happens when you are spontaneous by the Holy Ghost. Too many things. Too many things. It's with men these things are impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So that's what it means to be quickened. A true intercessor knows this experience and he cries for it every day. Quicken us. When you become spontaneous, like you are like a mist, you can't be trapped. Yeah. There are things you can do with that utterance that you can never do in the laboratory. We invite him to quicken you. You stay until he comes. Then when you mount up, Satan cannot trap you. The prison house of the flesh cannot trap you. The limitations we have as men does not apply to you. For you are capable of mutterings that cannot be uttered. Listen to me. When you are quickened, you begin to see visions. I beheld an angel, a short angel, very short. And he came into the hall and began to change people's teeth. He would take three teeth from your mouth and replace it with three teeth. And I was watching, because the angel began from the front row. And I was praying, seeking understanding. Then wisdom spoke to me. There are some people in this hall. That angel has not left. He's still here. He's changing people's teeth. Hallelujah. When I pressed further to find out what exactly is the meaning of this riddle, then the great one began to give me insight. It's the gift of prophecy. God is giving, releasing the gift of prophecy. In the next few seconds, the river will pour and people will begin to utter words inspired by God. A lot of things happen when you are quickened. Now, I want to pray. When I pray, the angel will be released, the people that he has worked on. That impartation will begin to take place on their life. Now, you see, I have not started praying. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. There are utterances from heaven. Utterances from heaven. Utterances from heaven. Utterances from heaven. Sevoniatila. Ebo Samoko. It's an exchange of utterance. An exchange. That word the devil will never be able to subdue. There's another wave is coming. Another wave. Ooh.
You have gone beyond your former place. You have gone beyond your former place. And in the place where you were bound, even now you have been made free. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Now, all the people that the angel visited have received their impartation, but you were the first person that I visited. As I pray with you, something will begin with you now. And I will not stop praying until you catch it.
Mala, mala, mala.
Thank you, Father.
Let the streams of refreshing. You have been on a particular level for too long. Silamu, 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 silamu. Break the chains. Mantle, mantle. I call you forth. I call you forth. It's time to look away and mount up with the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
It's unfortunate that our time is spent. Our time is spent. But I see in the spirit. I see someone that the devil is chasing. Satan is chasing you. And he was chasing you from last year. But you see, in the spirit, he's not supposed to keep chasing you till now. It's illegal for him to continue. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere that one that Satan is hunting is, you know, I don't know the person, but you know the person. And so I ask, oh God, that you touch the person. 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 We banish, we banish, we banish. Touch stronger, touch stronger, touch stronger, touch stronger, touch stronger. Touch stronger. Touch stronger. Touch stronger. I see demons of hell. Demons, demons. Demons trying to choke life out of demons. But we come in the name of the righteous Lord, the keeper of Zion, the God of gods, the God of gods. We come in his name and we command that yoke that is upon your soul. Let it break in the name of Jesus. Ali ke go babaliate ko beresco vinatia boga valeto bi la capre. Ah, that part of your body that was cast into the river, your umbilical cord. I demand for it. I demand for it. I demand for it. I demand for it. And they spare the covenant that was put in place by it. I render it null and void. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Aha, say it, say it, kakoma, kapadwa le kakonde, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I release you from the bondage. For the time is overpast. We apply the blood. We apply the blood. We apply the blood. Even the members of your family that were held bound,
I demand their release, for the time is overpast. The time of bondage is overpast. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Can you pray for this lady? Jesus.
Ah! Amine sanabola, Egamadiye. Siya gabina diye, egamadiye.
Any demon following you, I command that spirit trying to limit your life, trying to stagnate your life, I release you from that hold in the name of Jesus. This year, there is an open door. And listen, the things that were impossible before now, they'll be possible now. Hey! Kuperad niya subriya to kumbre. Listen to me. If there's anybody, if there's anybody that has problem with conceiving a child, any woman with that, listen to me. There is a release from heaven. There is a release from heaven. See, Amama. See, the angel, he has come. There is a release from heaven. There is a release. Even if you are believing for somebody, I say, there is a release from heaven. Hey! There is a release. I see babies coming down from heaven. I see babies coming down from heaven. Kilatombe.
Inande neke de bokore. Bokore. Bokore amaraka de. Samina kana bokore.
You know what? Ask God for one thing, anything but one. Right now, I'm seeing great favor in the spirit. One thing but anything right now. Your time is come. And the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. For Gentiles will come into thy light, and kings into the brightness of thy rising. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. For thy light is come. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. Is there anybody sick that you are believing God for his healing?
Tilabo kotamina koros kilabora tiakomba.
Thy light is come. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, arise, shine. The things that were impossible with you, they shall be possible. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. Thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, is risen upon you. Sioko Baratwa.
Hey,
Sabanto ribakisko barato mazeli.
You see your sister? She has a great gift from God, and the attacks that are around her life are because of the gift that she has received. And anytime she begins to intercede, God begins to reveal things to her. And because of that gift, they saw her through witchcraft. And they saw that the gift that she had was going to put an end to the dominion, the stranglehold of witchcraft. And because of that, they have hunted her, they have pursued her. But God said, by reason of this impartation, she mounts up with wings. A serpent can only be a threat to a man on ground. Oh my God. There are places in God. You will see from today, you will see. The things that seem to be impossible with her will become possible. Because the day of her remembrance has come. The books have been opened. God is, oh my God, see it, oh man. See it, Akamozaite. I see a door open. See it, Amen. Enter into your door. Enter into it. Enter into your door. It is your time. It's your time. Enter, 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 enter. Receive the counsel of the Lord by faith. Enter. 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 This time it will be different. This time there will be favor. This time, this time, this time, this time it will be different. Hey! Si voto presta perto mi marascomba ilato brias ketobe. Aha! The door is open. It 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 is open. Nothing shall be impossible with you. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Nothing shall be impossible. Is, oh my God, the door is open. The door is open.
I will sing a song.
Aha!
I will sing.
Ova sabina taila combre.
I will praise. And I will sing a song sometime to your ear. I will sing. I will sing, I will praise, I will praise. Sing, I will sing the songs of Zion to your name.
Sing it holy. It is your time. The Lord has blessed you with this time. He has blessed you with this time. He has blessed you with this time. Everything that the devil took away, he shall be restored. He has blessed you with this time.
Holy,
holy is your name. Sing it holy.
By your side and begin to pray for that life.
There will be answers in your life. There will be answers in your life. The petition that you bring before the Lord, it shall be granted. Ule masuria kabresko denahi. Gore mama laita moke denesahi. Remember the most of the
From the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun, to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised. In Jesus' name. Now listen. Listen, in the next few minutes, the Lord will pass through this hall. I feel the touch of the angel of God. And he bears a mantle in his hands. He bears a mantle in his hands. A mantle of God. He bears it in his hands. Suveladibo Santo Eke Mandali. He bears a mantle. He bears a mantle in his hands. Hey, la bode, ekeli amarato, asia mande kopali, asabolo te mahanda. He bears a mantle. 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 It's a mantle of fire. A mantle of fire. A mantle of fire. A mantle of fire. We give you glory. We give you glory. Start your journey this year with power. Start with the grace of God. The things that were impossible shall be possible. Glory to your name. Glory. The things that the devil tied down in your life, it will rise again. People are contending. People are contending. People are contending. People are contending. But no, rejoice. Rejoice. He has decided a battle in your favor. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, I condemn it. Receive the answers to your petitions. For the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. We give you glory. We give you glory. You have been commissioned to take charge. You have been commissioned to go forth in boldness. The Egyptians you see today, they are not in your future. They are not in your future. I see one of you whose father is tied down in a sickness. Your father is tied down in a sickness. I see it. You know why we're praying as a congregation? Yokes began to break. I prophesy by the Lord. That one who is bound today in infirmity as if he's going to die, I decree, this is not his end. No, this is not his end. It will yet rise. It will yet rise. You see, we can't continue because of time. The God of heaven is willing. He's willing. You see, the angel has come again.
The angel has come again. He has come again. He has come again. He has come again. He has come again. Let every yoke, let every bondage be broken. Let your people rise by free course and let nothing hinder them. We cut covenant with you in this year. We shall not lose any one of these people standing in this house. Their families are sealed. The mercy of the Lord comes upon every family that is represented here. Let the work of the devil be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give him glory, give him praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You see, it has not finished. Ah, okay, but we need to go.